Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Essence of Success. Wait, let the music go. Welcome to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We discuss hot topics, news of the day, and tackling hard subject matter. We may not always be on the same page or agreement, but that's what makes this show special. You're entitled to agree or disagree. Isn't that wonderful? Keep an open mind and continue to think outside of the box. As a close friend of mine said, The Truth is a Lie, which also is a book by Harry Pasanis with the same title. Please join us in the chat room with your opinions or call us on the show phone, 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. Now, the website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. If there's a subject matter that you would like to see discussed, well, contact us at the website or a message on Facebook. We are here to empower you, make you think. We don't have all the answers, but we will find the questions to be answered and understood. Thank you for supporting and listening to the show. Our hope is that each show will give you food for thought, as they say, and something to think about and discuss around the water coolers. Now, tonight is a special show. It's an interview with the staff. And so I'm turning the show over now to Miss Anna, or some of you may know her as Sheha, in the chat room. She's our intuitive life coach. So I'm going to turn the show over to her, and she's got it from here. Welcome, Anna.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Linus. I'm going to put myself in the position as the baby of the show, because you ladies are the ones that's with the experience, and you're out there doing things, and you're doing things in a positive, loving way. You have this show that airs twice a week, and Linus, you and Miss Nina and Holly, you all are out there leading the world and being the light workers that we all need to step up to be. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Trying.
That's right. So who we have here is Linus, who is the founder of the network, The Essence of Success. We have Miss Nina, also the co-host. Is that right, Miss Nina?
That's right.
And a psychic, and a Reiki master, and she worked with children. Now, Holly, you are, tell us a little bit. I'm going to start with, I'm just going to let people know a little bit more about Holly right now. Holly, you tell the audience, what is your gift, and how do you use your gift each and every day?
Well, I have an affinity with animals. I've had it since I was very, very little. And so I am a dog trainer. I work mostly with troubled dogs.
Okay.
And help them learn how to be calmer and happier and relaxed
and you're
just
also
be a dog.
You're also a psychic and intuitive, so yeah, you can put those on your resume too, Holly.
Okay.
Yes, Holly, don't hold back. Don't hold back, Holly, because you got to be an intuitive to work with animals also, right? Don't you hear them whisper? Yes. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I guess I do, yes.
Yes. Because
yeah, they do,
you know,
they talk to me in their own special
way. Yes, I know they do. Yeah, they do. I do. I do believe that because you know the right animal or the right dog for individuals. I just know that you do. And a lot of us just don't know the importance of that. It's not like going out there getting a certain animal or a dog or something as a pet. You really kind of need to know and understand the, I'm going to say personality for lack of words, when you're dealing with animals. Is that right, Holly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you kind of have to get a feel for the people, and then you have to try to make sure that they've got the right dog.
Yes, yes. Because
sometimes people have a dog and it's just not the right fit, and nothing they do is going to make that better. If it's not a good fit, then it's not a good fit.
Because the dog doesn't want to be with them, and the dog know that, you know, the dog know that, and they can see it through the personality, and I'm sure that's why they call you in, right, Holly?
Well, they mostly call me in when there are behavior problems. So if the dog is acting out, and they've already gone through a whole bunch of other trainers and the dog is still acting out, you know, then they'll call me in and I'll try and figure out what the problem is and whether it can be resolved. And most of the time it can be, but there are times when it just can't be because it's not the right fit. Like, they're not the right people for the dog and the dog is not the right dog for the people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And nothing that I can do is going to change that.
Yeah, I can understand that. Holly, how did you find your inner guidance to what you do right now? How did you find that?
To be honest with you, I don't know how to answer that.
Okay.
I was very young when we had my very first animal was a budgie. I was four. And it kind of went from there. And I just assumed that everybody could do the things that I was able to do. I mean, we had birds and cats, you know, and I had dogs. And I just figured everybody could do the same thing. So it never occurred to me that what I do and how I do it was anything special.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't honestly say when I found that inner guidance. I don't know how to answer that because I think maybe I only started realizing it was not normal or not kind of an everyday thing fairly recently, actually, with Nina's help.
Okay. Yeah.
I've had some clients since then that have said the same thing to me, and so I think it's pretty actually pretty recent that I'm starting to realize that I do have something different to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Holly, how do you deepen your connection with the animals that you're working with? What prepared you to go in and be able to provide your service with that animal and with that family?
Well, deepening the connection, I just listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
They look at me, and I look at them, and then I just open myself up and I just, whatever's coming to me is what's coming to me. And that's what I work with. So if a client tells me they need obedience training for their dog, if the dog is is telling me that that's not the case, then I have to tell them, actually, no, the dog requires this or that. But obedience training is not on the table right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how else to explain that, Anna. I really don't. The dog tells me.
I can. Mm-hmm. Does the dog, do you listen to the dog the same way you would listen to a human inner voice? How is that? Because, you know, when I try to communicate with animals, I'm going for the behavior first, its
mm-hmm.
mannerism. So what do you, how do they present themselves to you, Holly?
It's their energy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I read their energy.
Okay.
It's all silent. There's no, I don't talk to them. I don't touch them. I don't, you know, I mean, I
mm-hmm.
will make eye contact with them if I feel that they're okay with that. And then
mm-hmm.
it's energy. It's all energy. I just
yes,
feel whatever it is, whatever I'm feeling is that I know without knowing how I know, but somehow I know it's not from me, it's from them, and that's what I work
mm-hmm.
with.
Okay.
I know this sounds probably completely crazy, and the dog training world, the trainers would probably be flipping right now because everything is science-based, and I understand that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm all about doing what I do, how I do it, because that's what has always worked for me.
Yes. How was you able, Holly, to weed out the false messages, like the random type of stuff coming in? How do you trust your guidance? I mean, it just
what do you mean
come,
by random messages coming in?
You know, sometimes we don't know what is our mind or the guidance that we're receiving. That's what I'm saying, randomly. Some of us cannot distinguish one from the other.
Well, because I know myself.
Yes.
And
yes.
I know
Isn't
my
that?
Own thought process, and I know that if I'm feeling something that I don't normally feel, then it's probably not me.
That's
about the only way I can even try to begin to explain it. It happens at such a core level that I don't honestly know how else to try and explain it. I don't know how.
That's what happens to me also. When I know that I know what I know, it didn't come from me, and I've learned to trust that because chances are, you're going to get that true guidance more than once. When you put something out there and you're looking for an answer back, it's going to come to you more than once. You may see it, you may hear it, you may feel it, you may taste it. Those five senses are going to kick in when you know that you know what you know, right?
Exactly.
So, yes.
And a dog never lies.
That's right. It never lies. And how did you learn really to trust that loving guidance that you get? How? What made you really trust that?
My first marriage.
Okay.
Seriously, it was violently abusive. And
mm-hmm.
It never should have happened, but it needed to happen because the universe decided that it did. But I was warned then, don't do it, and I didn't listen, and I paid the price. And ever since then, when my gut tells me something, you know, when my intuition kicks in and says, don't go here, or don't take that client, or don't go there, or don't say this, or don't say that, or whatever, I absolutely pay attention.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Well, to me, school is too scientific. We need to go back to making our inner guidance, maybe a class or a subject in school, because nowadays is what's going to sustain us. I think more than the scientific book knowledge and all of that, we have got to know and learn to hear the loving guidance of spirit more, because that is just going to be, my opinion, our saving grace. What you ladies think about that?
Go ahead, Glennis. Go ahead, Nina.
Nina, go ahead.
What was the question again, Anna?
Well, I think that we need to have a class like the common sense economics, you know, like the home economics we used to get about homekeeping or arts and crafts and stuff. What is wrong with teaching this new world order of young people how to think, well, how to listen to their inner guidance, because their loving inner guidance is there with everyone. Don't you all agree?
Yeah, it is for sure.
Yes, we all have.
Unfortunately, I'm going to say this. I don't think the younger generation is going to learn to use that until much later in life.
Much later in life. Much later. Yeah, because we you know, it's just, I don't know, it just needs to be at the forefront sometimes, because it's just too much happening in the world today, and I think that common sense economics need to be taught. But anyway, doesn't have to be in a church. It doesn't have to be in a church. It can be, this is everyday life, right? Well, go ahead, Lynn.
Well, I was going to say, I wish they would teach metaphysical in school, starting in elementary, because it will teach them how to love one another instead of reacting with flight or fear or, you know, because then you would think a minute, right? But as they get older, if you're not taught the love aspect and understanding of the next human being, then they go into the ways of the world. I'll put it like that. Like religious people say secular. Me, I would say that you've learned to be a compassionate, understanding human being. You know, kind of. Go, Nina. But I do think you need to teach metaphysical.
Yeah, it's something that I don't teach, but I kind of show all the little ones that I've had in my home. Like they learn about following their intuition. Like I always told them, that little voice in your head is never wrong. Listen to it. So they do, I've taught a lot of kids. Like I use a lot of crystals. I have crystals all in my house, not all over the place, but there's a lot of them in my room. And one particular young man, he's 13 now, took it to heart, and he really learned about crystals. He probably knows more about it than I do. And he's got Tourette's, and he is now selling jewelry, like bracelets and earrings and stuff, using crystals. And these are real crystals he's using. And out of every sale, he gives a portion to the Tourette Society. Now that's a young man.
But how beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? Holly, when people request your services, what do you want from them? What do you ask up front?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Does Holly take an assessment prior to the job? Yes, she does. I think that's what I'm trying to ask you. You do an assessment of your client.
Yeah. How do you, right, Lennox, you're exactly right. How do you determine what service that you're going to present to them?
Are you talking to me or Lennox?
Yeah, I'm talking to Holly, yes.
Go ahead, Holly.
Well, Lennis is correct. I try to assess the people.
Yeah.
And figure out what they can handle, what they can't. I ask them to be honest with me. I ask them to put the work in, make the commitment to the dog, put the work in, and you know, be there.
Okay. Do you require every member of the family to be present when you are doing your work?
I don't require it, but I do prefer it because everybody living in the house has to be on the same page to give the dog consistency and stability. There can't be any division of instruction for the dog. Otherwise, that makes the dog confused, and then, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do know. You're so right. Well, thank you, Holly, for your presentation of yourself and your work. Do you want to, I don't know, I'm getting a lump in my throat. I don't know what's going on here. Do you want Holly to present her services, or should I hold this to the end of the show?
We could just wait till the end of the show. I'm in Canada, so I don't go outside of Canada right now.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, I'm hoping we have listeners all around the world today, even in Canada, Holly. And thank you so much for your presentation
of your
services and your craft. Thank you. Well, I'm going to go to Miss Nina right now because Miss Nina is not only just a psychic, she's a Reiki master, and she handles children. Miss Nina,
yes,
you're up right now. You're up. What is the focus of, how do you find your guiding light? What do you do to be able to present yourself psychically, Reiki master, and children worker? What do you do?
I don't do anything, to be honest, Anna. I let the people come to me. It's been like that for a while now. I would say probably the last 25 years at least. As far as the children go, the parents come to me. I do not advertise at all. It's basically word of mouth. And I tend to get the kids that have problems. For some strange reason, my guides and everything send these kids to me. Mostly, I think, because I can deal with them. I know how to deal with them, and I have the patience to help them be better little people. Holly's been on the phone with me when I've had an outbreak with one of the kids, and she knows.
I can imagine. I can imagine, Miss Nina,
As far as psychically goes, I knew at a young age that I was psychic, and it got stronger around the time when I was 12. So, well, we've got lots of background. That's when my mother passed, and I picked up even more at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and discussing it with one of my aunts, like a lot of things would come to me at that point in time in dreams. And I talked to one of my aunts, and she said, that's just part of being our family. Never discouraged it or anything else, but at that time I knew that my whole family was probably psychic. And I do know one of my brothers is for sure. He has accepted that. Reiki, I knew that I needed something more to help people that were in pain, both psychologically and physically. And it's the psychological. It's mostly Reiki is energy healing. And what it does is basically heal you spiritually, and mentally so that you can help yourself with the physical.
Yes. No.
If you've ever had a Reiki treatment, it's quite moving. You can feel the energy, and you can feel the bad, I'm going to say that word, the bad shit going out of you. Lennis has been on the receiving end of my distance Reiki. Holly has too, and I know they've been able to feel the energy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have too. You know, you sent me some once, Miss Lennis. You sent me, Miss Nita, you sent me some once. So I have too.
Yeah. So you know that it's there. The energy is there. I try, and even when I'm tempted by my mean girls to be a bad person, I try not to, because it's taking Reiki as far as I have. I can't take any more courses. I've taken them all up to the Karuna level, which the Canadian government recognizes me as a holistic healer. So if anybody's listening, when you do call in or you do go to the website, if you want some healing, let me know. I'm more than willing to share my gift.
Yes. How long did it take you, Miss Nina, to get to the level of Reiki that you are right now?
Probably, I'm just trying to remember, I think 3 to 4 years.
Okay. What do you do to prepare yourself for a session of Reiki? Is there some type of inner guidance or that you call in? What is the prep there? What's your preparation?
I ground myself. I make sure that all my energies are being directed in a positive way. I ask the universe to guide me. I ask God to guide me. And I also have a spirit guide and an animal guide that I bring in all the time when I am doing Reiki. Even psychically, they're there for me.
Yes.
Plus the angels. Like, I always ask the angels to please guide me to help this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the same preparation before our shows. I always say a little prayer. I ground myself and ask my guides to guide me so that I can be of help.
Okay. How did you choose I guess your guides choose you. You don't choose them. How does that go? Do you choose your guides or do they choose you?
You know what, Anna? I'm not sure.
Okay.
All I know is that they've been there always. It took me a while to figure out exactly what form they were taking, and who they were. But they've always been there. I think you just have to look within yourself and ask who they are, and it will be made known.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Miss Nina, for sharing your inner gifts as well. Myself, I have got to learn to trust me more. I need to learn to trust because I just don't have right now. I think it's a good mechanism of weeding out the stuff that I get. But I do know, you know, when I do get something that is really the guiding light, I'm just going to say for lack of words, but sometimes, and Lennis always fussing me about that, she always tell me, you can do it, you know how to do this, but I find fear in, you know, I'm just going to say I have a fear of tapping into something that I may not be able to handle. Have you all ever experienced that?
I have.
I have.
Yeah, I have too.
Okay.
The meeting just helped me this week with a problem I had. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I think that's where my theory is that holds me back, because I know I had an experience once. Well, I was driving down the interstate, and I exited off of the interstate, and this lady pulled right in front of me. I braced myself for the impact, but the impact never happened, but I felt myself just flowing through the car and everything. And, you know, and it frightened me in a way, but I would never forget that experience. The accident would have just crushed someone else, while myself and my vehicle just passed straight through it. It was a really chilling moment, you know, and I just have a fear of tapping into something that I don't understand.
Well, I don't think you should go with fear, Anna. As long as you are going into whatever you want to go into with a pure heart, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have Linda's laughing all the time. You know, she's not afraid of much. And I say, well, you know, baby girl, you take care of that, because I'm scared. And she always tell me the same thing you just said. You know, you just got to step in and trust your guidance. You know, that light, that guiding light, and just do it. You know, but she knows what I'm talking about, right, Miss Lynn?
Yep, I sure do.
Well,
the first thing you got to do is learn to accept what you're feeling. And some people do get scared because they don't understand metaphysics. But you have to learn to accept, and then other things will open up. Because if you don't, whatever persists, I mean, whatever you're resisting will persist. So you know that you're sensitive. Mm-hmm. You do have abilities. And when you step out on faith, that's what I say, not by sight, and believe what you're hearing or seeing, then things will open up even more for you. Because I believe you got to accept before the angels will go to the next step. It's almost like baby steps. So you learn a little bit about cards, and next one maybe you learn a little bit about psychic visions or feelings. So, I mean, they're baby steps, but you got to be able to receive it. It's like whatever you perceive, that's your perception. Your perception turns into your experience and reality. So that's the thing. You just got to accept it. Like, okay. You know, talk to them angels.
Yes. Well, Linus, well, thank you, Miss Nina, for sharing your gifts and with us as well, which you all do every week. And I'm so happy that day that I dialed that number that connected me with this team of people, of spiritual leaders. I just can't thank God enough for doing that. And Linus, tell us a little bit about your, I'm going to say, first experience when you know that you had tapped into your guidance as well.
Well, to be honest, I've had this ability since I was 9 years old. At the age of 9, I had died for the third time, health reasons as a kid. And I used to tell my brothers and sisters stuff, and they just would tell my parents, oh, she's crazy. And then when it would come to pass, you know, they'd be like, I don't know about you. You know, it'd be kind of scary. But I would say, actually, when I understood metaphysics, and got into it was when I turned 40 years old, because then I started doing fairs and reading on people, and I also did a 1-800 number that was quite lucrative for me. So, but I accepted. See, by the time of 40, I accepted, so things started blooming for me and opening up for me to get understanding. But before that, I ran from it. I didn't understand it. And so, you know, I didn't know. And for my brothers and sisters, I thought I was a little nutty, because they didn't know metaphysics either to explain to me.
Yeah.
And today, sometimes my gift scares me. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes it scares me. I've mentioned some things to Nina now and then. I mean, I thank you, God, and angels and miracles for these gifts that have been given to us. But sometimes the information can be scary. You don't know whether you should share it or not or keep it to yourself, you know, or your visions that you may see. And it's usually about something that's coming up. It hasn't happened yet. It's too calm. But it could be scary. You know?
Yeah.
So everything we deal with on the psychic level is not always joyful. You know what I mean? We do the best we can with love. I'm going to say that. Number one, doing this is with love. Holly with the animals, love. Nina with the children and her catering and Ricky and all, Ricky Master, and that's with love. And the same with me. Otherwise, we wouldn't be so accomplished. Right? Because if we were doing it just, okay, let me just make a dollar. Is your gift for real or are you playing with people? So we, you know, and we tell people this on our shows, Monday and Tuesday. We do this out of love because we're not making the money we should make to survive. Believe that one. But we do it out of love that someday, you know, we get our little gold crown upstairs and, you know, we'll be blessed. And I believe that we're blessed every day. Because we're doing good every day, whether it's accepted or not, the good is coming from our heart as a good intention.
Yes, it is. Yeah. What is one of the most memorable experiences, Lennox, you have had as a psychic? Because, you know, psychics are not identified these days as like they were in days ago. You know, you don't know who you stand next to that's intuitive, who you sitting next to is intuitive, or who you're talking to is intuitive. We don't have that lamppost, that gold jewelry. We don't carry the crystal balls around anymore. So what
I pick up on your vibration and your energy.
Memorable. Yeah, what is your
Nina, Anna, whoever, regardless who I am or who I'm around, I'll pick up your energy and vibration. That's one of my difficulties in metaphysical is to continue to ground myself. Otherwise, that energy and vibration is coming and absorbed in my body.
Yes. My experience has been, I would say something that I should not have known. I can say that to a person, and if it's people I know, they get an attitude and walk off like, how did you know that? You know, where'd you get that from? And walk off, because I have a friend, and you know her, Lynn, it's Crystal. I have told her some things that she just say, well, why did you mention that? And she would just shut down, you know, because it's scary to her, you know, like she won't even talk to me sometime on the phone because I can feel her vibrations and I can feel where she is mentally, you know. And I've shared it with you, right, Miss Lennon?
Yes.
Because
yes, ma'am.
She was shut down and she would just say, well, Anna, I'll talk with you later. I know you read my energy, so bye, you know. But see, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people, we don't have these signs anymore. And I'm gonna go back to Holly for a moment, Lennox, if you don't mind. Holly,
yeah,
haven't you displayed your ability right off the sleeve and it surprised people?
Can you ask that again?
I'm sorry.
Can you ask that again?
Oh, yes. Haven't you displayed your experience without warning and it surprised people? You know, you just made a statement or you did an action or something and it surprised them. Like, how did she know that? Or why did she do that? But it was a profound expression of yourself. They just didn't know how to take it, you know?
Yeah, I think it's actually, well, what I've been noticing more lately is it's mostly through action.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I get a lot of, holy cow, how did you do that?
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'll say something that just, I don't know, wakes something up in me or something, and I'll respond, and they'll be like, wow, that's exactly it. How did you know that? I don't know.
Yeah,
I just
know. Yes. You know, like I say, we don't walk around with the crystal ball and the gypsy dress anymore, but we, you know, we are here now. It's a lot of us here, and it's like, you know, like we are, but people just don't express themselves as much as they should, I think. Now, Ms. Nina, tell us about something that you have told people that shocked them and they kind of like didn't want to talk to you anymore.
Well, Anna, on a daily basis, I do that.
Sorry. That just tickled me. Sorry.
How did I know that, Nina? I just know you. You just be showing out. I know.
Well, you know, I do that on a daily basis. Yeah, I don't know how to explain this because
no,
this is something that happens
you
all
do
the another time.
Thing.
Yes. It happens all the time. So it's not something that's unfamiliar to me. And
okay.
People may shy away initially, but they always come back, mm-hmm. especially if they're good
yeah,
souls.
They do.
If they're
do.
Not, I tend to block them and push them as far away as I can. So yeah, I know I'm really bad at that. If you don't have a good energy, you're not in my circle.
Okay. Good answer. Good answer. Because I'm learning that circle restrictions also, you know, because, hey, we are who we are, right?
Exactly.
Lennis, how did you get started publicly displaying your talents? How did you get started? Letting people know who you are.
Good question. I'll go back to the age of 40. I would do tarot readings, and I would be right on. And then I was told to try it psychically without the cards. And I found that when I didn't use a card, I was pinpointing right on the money. With the cards, of course, is your explanation of them or, you know, how you're reading them. So I would say at 40, because I was reading the cards, and I enjoy reading the cards, and when I started using my psychic gift into stuff, then I really, you know, was doing quite well. So, yeah, I'll say between the ages of 40 and 50, I was high, strong, and metaphysical. I was mentally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. How do you get comfortable with putting a price on your ability to help people? It's just like the doctor, you know, they got a price that they charge for their services. How do you get comfortable with that?
Okay, well, I'm going to answer this and give it to Nina, but my answer is the way we live right now, everybody's got economical challenges. I'll put it like that.
Yeah.
I have seen people just recently we're charging $200 for 30 minutes or $150 for 30 minutes. We give people a break, and, I mean, I wish it was more people who would call in for psychic readings, but that's okay because I feel like even though whether they do or not, we're going to be blessed, period, so it doesn't matter. But
yes.
We want to make it was more comfortable for people. Now, I was the one that wanted to go on the high end, but you don't get many people on the high end because that's a lot of money in today's time. Maybe if this was in the 1990s or something, you want to charge $200, you might have would have got it. But 2019, no way. There's not a lot of people out there with money like that just to dispose of it for a psychic reading.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to say psychic readings for any other things, you know, so you got to have some balance in there. Okay, Mina, it's on you.
You want me to talk? Okay. Well, to be honest, Anna, I paid for all my courses, and to get to the level I'm at now, I had to take 5 different Reiki courses. I do not charge for my services.
God, no. Go ahead.
It's a God-given talent, and I believe that I should be helping others with it. Now, if somebody says, well, Nina, here's a pie, or here's some cookies, or a box of chocolates, or here's $10, that's fine with me, but I do not charge for my sex. I never have, and I never will.
What about you, Holly? You want to say something on that subject?
Well, I do charge, because, as Lennis pointed out, I mean, this is not, we don't live in a time where the barter system is effective.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to live. So I do charge. But having said that, I am very flexible, and I try to keep my rates really reasonable and realistic according to time that we live in, because not everybody can afford to be spending thousands and thousands of dollars to get help with their dog. They love their dog, but they just can't afford. You know, so I try to be really realistic with my rates. If I have a client that is willing to do the work, and they are doing the work, and they're doing the very best that they can, and I'm seeing progress, you know, then I can be really flexible about the financial.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
It does. But I'm going to say why I asked that, because the price that you pay doesn't mean that the service is better. If you pay $200 for 30 minutes, what does that mean? Nothing. It doesn't mean the quality of service is any better, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, someone put that high price tag out there with an indication that, okay, they are all of this, but they're not all of that. When you have gifted people with reasonable prices that can give you better service, that's just the way it is. And that was
Anna,
the meaning of that question.
Anna, I do charge for child care, but my rates are about half of what everybody else charges, because I want the parents to have that extra money to use with their children, and that's what I tell them. I'm only charging you this amount because I want you to take what you would have been paying and go out to a movie with your kids, or take them skating, or do something with your children. That's why. That's just the way I work.
That is the point of my question also, because, like you said, Ms. Nina, you don't advertise. It's by word of mouth. Word of mouth expresses the quality of service that you provide, right? Every week you all give free readings twice a week. Doesn't that say something about where the love is and what you do? It does, right?
Oh yeah.
Holly, you come on the show. You come on the show, Holly. And you give your advice about animals, doesn't that say something about the quality of your work? It does, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty clear from the start, and Nina can vouch for me on this. I am not about the money. I'm all about the dog.
Yes. Yes. And I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to go there. Because the repeat callers, I mean, I listen to them. They call in for the services that they get, because if they didn't accept what they were being told, they wouldn't call back in the next week. So it's a matter of giving and getting. So it's just the way that rolls. So you all give a lot, and I just want to say that.
Thank
Ms.
you.
Ms. Linus, do you have anything else you want
Thank
to say?
You. Oh, no, I'm just so tickled right here. It's just nice. I'm enjoying this.
I love it.
I will tell you where I'm at today as far as metaphysical in my journey. I'm going to put it like that, in my journey. I'm trying to understand that there's no victim or villain, and to see everything in perfection. That it is perfection, and there is enough. I went through an experience understanding through enough. It was like three things happened right away, and I looked up and I said, okay, God, I got the message. I got it. Now I know what there is enough. And it is. You just have to look around and see, or, you know, talk to people, whatever. But the perfection, that's what I'm working on now, is not because you have, what is it, words, thought, and deeds. It's almost is like a prayer. So I'm trying to see perfection in everything that happens, even if it's bad. What is the perfection in that? Because that's all what God sees, right? It's perfection.
Right.
You don't see good or bad, because there's no, in his eyes, there is no good and bad. So when I can understand there is no victim, there is no villain. Everything is perfection, and if there is enough, I'm there. I hope to be there. So that's where I'm at now spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, ladies, that concludes my interview with the staff. And I'm going to turn it back over to Lennis, and so she can continue here and now. And I thank you all, Miss Nina and Holly, thank you all so much, Lennis, for allowing me to do this. Because you all are
most
top of my list. You
Thank
all are
you
more
for the
top.
Interview.
You just top of my list. Yeah, you just top of my list. So I just never felt the need to do this for a team of people that I really, really admire and appreciate. Thank you all so much for letting
Thank
me
you.
Do this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lennis?
Yes. Yes.
I'm giving you.
I do have an
I'm giving you 2 minutes. I'm giving you 2 minutes.
You just want me to laugh. Okay. I'm giving an announcement. This will begin next Wednesday from the 2nd to the end of October, which I think the last Wednesday in October, in fact, is Halloween. Every Wednesday is going to be Paranormal Wednesday. Okay. Listening audience. I want you guys, so Paranormal Wednesday, still the same time, 6 o'clock to 7, 1 hour. But we're going to talk about, like, paranormal stuff, UFOs, earth changes, Bigfoot, Dogman, psychic stuff, metaphysical stuff. So every Wednesday, so we want you to call in with your stories. If you've got ghost stories or strange things that happened in your house, or maybe you were out somewhere and saw something kind of creepy, call in and share that with us. It's every Wednesday throughout the month of October, okay? So from October 2nd, next Wednesday, October 30th. So if anything, I don't care how trivial it is or how small it is, or it could be big, just call in and share. I think it'll be interesting. Like I said, October is Halloween month, so we're going to do some. It'll be in the newsletter, too, to remind people. So, and that's all I have for announcements. Other than y'all know, Friday at 6 o'clock is Friday Traffic Jam. Don't even play.
All right. Well, I'm off now from the radio until after Thanksgiving weekend, I do believe. No, I should be back on the 7th. But then I'm gone again for another week. So, yeah. I'm off because I have a convention starting next week, And the club I belong to is in charge of it. So I am a busy, busy woman.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, yep. Miss Holly.
Yeah, I'm going to be pretty busy for probably the next 5 to 6 weeks. I have a board meeting coming on Friday morning, and I'll have her for 2 weeks, and then she goes home. The day after she goes home, I have another board and train coming, and I have that one for 3 weeks.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm going to be a very, very busy lady.
Well, all right.
What am I doing sitting on my ass? Okay, I'm sorry.
What are you doing sitting on your butt there, Leonard?
Well, I'm going to be doing the shows. You know, that'd be funny. I will be doing the shows, of course, and don't forget to watch me on YouTube, Saturday Night Psychic, on YouTube. And working on getting, instead of talking about it, really dedicate myself and do it to get that prayer, not necessarily the prayer book, but a little prayer pamphlet or, you know, 5 or 6 pages to get that out to people. And get on the book. So that's about all I'm doing.
All right. Well, you know what, Lennis?
Hey, Lennis. Lennis.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
What is the name of your channel on YouTube?
Saturday Night Psychic.
Okay.
Or either put Lennis Boyd, but if you put Saturday Night Psychic, it'll come up. I'm the only one with Saturday Night. Nobody else is on YouTube with that handle. So you'll see my picture when it comes up.
Because I can't find it.
Oh,
I can't
find
it
right now?
Yeah.
You're kidding. Okay, then type in Lennis Boyd. Lennis. Boyd as in David.
It comes right up like that. Right up.
Oh, there we go. Which one?
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, they're all the business predictions, weather. You know what's real good? Go scroll to your right, and you'll see the one on predictions for the second half of the year. Because I talk about children that are born in certain years, and that really hit home. I got a lot of feedback on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just as you pass the signs, the air sign or water signs for September, and then you'll see the second half, predictions for the second half of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it
you.
Came up under, okay. Change
well,
that.
Two
Alrighty.
Came up. Take care.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Holly.
Holiday.
Nina.
Thank you, Nina. Lennis.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Anna.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
If no one's told you they love you today, everybody, you know me and Miss Nina do, and Holly and Anna. So go out and make it a good evening. I know some places it's 9 o'clock. Hope you have a good night's sleep and some beautiful dreams. If not, breathe 10 times and then go to sleep. And I will see you on Friday at 6 o'clock on the Friday Traffic Jam. Have a good one, everybody, and be safe out there. And share the love, please.